I've got to interview a lot of very interesting people I've interviewed with. The governor, lieutenant governor, I've interviewed the fire commissioner, the insurance. We've talked to and interviewed all kinds of people in the military, primarily Air Force, but we've met and conversed with them privately and on the other matters of importance to military leaders, particularly when we're engaged with non-federal cities.
What kind of achievements have you in the station?
We have won a couple of awards, public service related. The FCC requires that all radio stations, all licensed broadcast facilities, perform a certain amount of public service or community service work on hand with us. And we've exceeded that so far for so many years that it's just, you know, it's a new point here, it's just what we do. And it's a very central part of what I do is, as you know through your association with volleyball team, we try to find worthy groups of people or causes and bring those out into the open for people to see. That has a value all its own. But we do have a couple of awards for public service work. This company used to be part of a chain. Family owned business, but they have 13 stations, and our managers have awards for management leadership skills, revenues earned, and that kind of thing. Professional awards, so it's, you know, it's a funny thing down here. This is the WIAC is a really unique animal. It is a family owned business, therefore, not subject to the same kinds of pressure and need to achieve that stations in a more competitive environment would be. It's pretty low key, actually. We don't put a lot of emphasis on submission for reward and that kind of thing. If you, it's horrible to say, but if you get motivated to do it, great. If you don't, hey, that's okay. Basically, what we're trying to do is generate revenue for our owners as long as we're happy with it. Coincidentally, we do fulfill our public service commitments, you know, but as far as any competition with other radio stations, I mean, let's face it, we haven't had any competition around here for 15, 20 years. And the big thing you have to remember is, A, we don't compete with the other radio stations, except for the one other country station that's in the market, because it's a different group of people. The one place where we compete would be with ad dollars. Probably be 100,000 watts, i.e. the biggest thing around here. A lot of the business we do is almost, we're going to do business with you if you're the biggest, baddest thing around, you know, and you don't have to really work too hard for that. So that's nice. But I personally have never tried to do that. But that's not something I put a lot of store in. You know, I think it's one thing to be recognized by you. I mean, it's a great thing to be recognized by your peers for what you do, but, you know, the quality of the work that I do is borne out every day in the comments that I receive from my audience, and the type of, you know, the volume of participation we have on promotions and or whatever we may be doing on a particular day. You know, radio is a medium. If they don't like it, by God, I know it in 5 minutes, you know. And so it's not the kind of thing where we feel like we need to be stroked by other radio people. You know, we're out here doing what you're supposed to do, and that's reward enough. So, maybe that's a little elitist.
What kind of public service work does
you do? The one thing that, and I can tell you what I do in particular, let me start this way. The FCC requires that we air a certain amount of public service information. And Public service falls under the heading nonprofit. Okay. There's a certain amount of business or commercials that we should air based solely on goodness of service to the community. Blood drives, any kind of fundraising, March of Dimes, United Way kind of things. Anybody, almost anybody who has a nonprofit tag attached to their organization can find airtime. It does a couple of things. It gives us a very positive and direct way to tie into our audience and bring to their attention things that they may not otherwise be aware of. Junior Women's Club decides to do a fundraiser and it's to benefit the Haven or whatever. You know, unless you know a service club member or you see an ad in the paper, you may not ever find out about it if you don't hear about it here. And we do a lot of that. And I do almost, if you listen at all, almost all of the interviews we do are of a public service nature. We do very little as it relates to talent. We do very little as it relates to politics or celebrities, mostly about public service. And for instance, just this morning, we had Paul Fabrini from American Red Cross Services. He's coincidentally a VSU student who's interning there this semester. They've got a big Wintersville blood drive going on. There's a little competition involved for two high schools, and we could drop the most blood. Before that, we had Moody Air Force Base, and Moody is an ongoing project of mine. And every 2 weeks, they come in and we talk about a different career field in the military. It's good for Moody because their people get to take pride in what they do publicly, and the public gets to see that it's more than just bombs, bullets, and planes. You know, thousands of career fields in the military, and part of that has to do with just my personality. Kids were very sort of conservative, patriotic, nationalistic, all American mold, you know. And I think that there's no better, personally, I think there's no better beginning for a young person to get into an organization, a career field that will allow you to develop life skills, experience, and be responsible at another level. That's what's great for them. You know, so we try to show that it really doesn't matter what you want to do, whether it's media, health services, communications, whatever. There's something for you here at the Air Force Base. You know, you can take group things like that and use them all over the place. The guy this morning was a logistics fellow. And he's talking about, all major manufacturers need people in logistics, because if you can't get it from point A to point B, then you can't be successful. So we do a lot of that. And again, I don't know that anybody else in town does pay that kind of attention to local organizations. We have a pretty open door policy for our Chamber of Commerce, for our government leadership. If they want to come in and talk, the mayor's a pretty frequent visitor. We just talk, not so much about politics, but just about our hospital. We talk about our community, what good is going on, you know, kind of what the inroads of city government, county government, how progress is being made in infrastructure or hiring. We got a lot more to do.
Just one more. It's okay. Okay. What are your goals?
As a communicator, because it's really not, DJ is so misleading. Hey, we don't have this thing. For me personally, it doesn't matter whether it's country rock, pop, polka, or whatever. The joy that I get from the job is being able to entertain, to inform, and spread a little joy around where, you know, maybe there's a need for that. Goals is to continue to every day achieve the level of quality that's expected of me, and I expect myself. it really is a position where you have to be a self-starter and be very self-assertive, ongoing. The big thing is just to be the best I can be every day for as long as this is what I choose to do. I think it's important that, particularly in a position where you're in public a lot, that once it stops being fun, that you've got something new to do because you just cheat everybody. Goals, I used to have a lot of lofty goals going to big markets, Larry King, and doing all that, but I've become a married father, and a husband. And life is kind of what happens when you're making plans, and it's still got plenty of plans, but we just go one day at a time, trying not to get too far out in front of that. I guess the goal statement would be, regardless of location, job, to be a quality person, try to offer to people quality input, and life-giving reinforcement, that kind of thing, as opposed to goals like, I want to be rich.
Yes.
Really, just to be a quality of life person, not so much quantity.
Thank you very
much. My pleasure. Well, you probably know more about me than my wife. Oh. But good luck.